Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. What do you need?
Listen, my wife's pissed at me. I forgot to stop at Walmart and get some butter cup squash. You're my only savior, sir.
That?
I need to cut. You still got the butter cup squash? The squash?
Yep.
Can I come get like four from you tonight?
Tonight? A little late tonight.
It's just it's for tomorrow. It's for, my wife's baking for the funeral.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Like I think I got the address. Hang on, man, I'm driving now. I'm gonna put it in the GPS
You
here.
driving?
Yeah, I'm putting it in the GPS. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh,
kids crying or some bullshit. Yep.
Oh, you should not have had me talking on the phone while I was driving. I did something
Yeah.
really bad.
I think you better come tomorrow.
But
You don't sound very good.
that's because I'm drunk.
I know, I can hear that.
I drank Annie Miriam passed away.
Oh yeah, I think you better wait till tomorrow. Get it early in the morning.
I can't. Can you come pick me up? I crashed my car.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just wondering, can you try to come pick me up?
I can't. You can.
Okay, wait a minute. It still starts. It's still starting up. Wait a minute. I could probably do this. How late are you gonna be up? I'm like 2 miles away.
I think maybe you should wait until you get it tomorrow morning. You ain't gonna cook it tonight anyway.
You said they're gonna be gone by tomorrow morning. I better speed up. All right, take this turn. Oh shit! Yeah, you still got the round African mixed bales?
The what?
You say you had African mixed bales. Hay or something.
I don't have any African hay.
What do you got? You said round. You said 40 of them.
Well, yeah, 40 alfalfa bales.
Yeah.
Alfalfa brome. Alfalfa brome.
Alf, like the movie, like the show, that thing that used to eat cats.
I guess.
I need three.
Where are you located?
Right now, I'm living in a trailer in the back of my parents' like land thing, and I gotta insulate underneath the trailer, so I want to roll them out and cover it.
Yeah, but what town?
What do you mean? I mean, like,
well, where are you located? The town,
the township.
No, where's your trailer at?
In my parents' property. I don't understand the question.
Are you in North Dakota?
Yeah. Like, I'm over here, like, Grand Forks.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get.
Oh.
I'm 100 miles away.
Yeah?
I'm not going to run 3 bales to Grand Forks.
No, I'll come get it. I got a Toyota Fiesta. I can carry them. Just put them in the back seat or in the trunk.
These are 1,000-pound bales.
Yeah.
You can't carry 3,000 pounds in a frickin' Toyota.
Listen, it can carry my ex-wife. It can carry 3 bales.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Tell me what it can carry, what it can't.
Use your blue Honda Civic.
I tricked out the suspension in this. Yeah, she is. She a big old bitch. Oh yeah. Turn that back on. Hi, Table Saw Man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, still for sale?
Still for sale.
All right. So I like
well,
to.
Where are you calling from?
Me? I'm calling from Grand Forks.
Well, your phone number says Montana.
Yeah, I used to be gay.
Oh. So you live in Grand Forks?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name's Dwight.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Okay, you're just a recent caller on the table saw then, right?
Yeah, I was just calling about the table saw now.
Yeah. Well, I had another guy call me, and his name was Dwight, too, but I don't know where he was calling me from. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, no, but this is my first time calling.
Okay, yeah, it's got a brand new motor, like the radio said. It's got a new motor, new pulleys, new belt. It's pretty much new from the ground up. I just don't have time for it anymore, so I'm getting rid of it.
Does the blade is... Is there a blade on there, or is there need a blade to be
there's
put
a,
on
there's
there?
A blade. Yeah, there's a blade on there. I've got some other blades in my shed that I'm going to throw in on a deal. I just haven't got them to town.
You got any good? Bone cutting blades?
Well, yeah, these blades will cut anything. Shit, they'll cut steel. They'll cut aluminum. Anything you want to cut, pipe, you name it, they'll cut it. Okay. I've got different kinds of blades, so you just you'd have to kind of experiment to look at the blade, and you'd know what it's going to cut.
They got a lot of different, like, you got a bunch, like, they had real fine teeth. Like, how many teeth do you think they're,
like, oh, the yeah, it's, of? Well, it's, some of them have got, like, little nooks on the end of the blade. I don't know what exactly they're going to cut. If they cut, rubber pipe, like waterline pipe, I think they're meant for that, but yeah, these blades, you like I say, you'll have to figure out, you know, experiment with it and see what they will actually cut, because I've got different styles of blades. So, yeah. But well, I
want to go because I you know one of those the portable milling stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got one of those, and I kind of want to get one of these too, because my ex-wife she just she bought, soon to be ex anyway. The paperwork's in the works, but that's neither here nor there. But we got this house, right, and she loved it because we were, like, right smack dab in, like, a bunch of really nice tall trees. And so, like that's, like, her baby. She's like, oh, it's so great. And, like, she just recently just left because her mother's very sick at the hospital. So I'm watching the property. And while she's gone, I want to cut all the trees down.
Okay. So are you looking for, you're looking for a table saw? Are you, what?
Yeah.
Are you looking for, okay.
Yeah, yeah, table saw, I got a big chainsaw. I got a big steel chainsaw that I got.
All right, because I was going to say, if you're cutting trees down, you'll need a chainsaw for that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got one of those big, like, steel ones. Like,
right,
I went to Lumberjacks R Us, and I bought one on a used.
Yeah.
A used lease. Yeah.
I've got an Echo, and that's got a 16-inch bar on that, and that's one of the first chainsaws they ever come out with before steel ever started selling them. So that's the kind I got. But no, this table saw is in great shape. Like I said, I've used it, but I just don't have no time for it. I'm back to work full time, so I don't have time to cut, you know, anything. I mean, I got skill saws, hand skill saws, if I want to cut wood, but I just don't have no time for a table saw anymore. So I got it. Everything's new on this thing. You just, you come and you pick it up and pay me for it, and you can take it. It's portable. It's got wheels on it. You can push it to wherever you want, plug it in, and work with it.
Okay. Yeah, do you know how to lay a tree down, like precision, like just lay them down and stuff? Like, how does that work?
What do you mean when you cut a tree down?
Yeah, yeah. When you try to like land it with, like, because I'm afraid if I cut this wrong, it's gonna land right on the goddamn house.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You cut yourself like a V on each side. You know, whichever direction the tree's going to fall.
Yeah.
And then you cut the backside, but don't cut all the way through it. And then just nip it on the front side.
Yeah.
And when you get it to where it's weak enough,
uh-huh.
you cut some more on the backside where you got a slant cut to it. And you can almost just push the tree, but you got to make sure you got an opening where it's going to land at. Because, you don't want the fucker falling on something that's going to wreck it.
Yeah, I'm checking the paperwork right now because I think my name is still on the insurance for the house.
Okay.
And if I make it look like, how do you make a tree fall, like, look like an accident?
I don't know. You're going to have to figure that one out.
Like, could I have you come out and take a look at it and like consult me on how to land a, like,
well, where do you live at?
Grand Fork.
Where do you live
I'm
at?
In Grand Fork.
Well, I'm in Devil's Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to drive to Grand Forks to show you how to cut a tree down?
I'll pick you up when I come to get it. When I come to get the saw,
okay.
Like I'll take you back. I'll take you out and bring you back.
Okay. When do you think you're gonna come down to pick this up? The asking price is $350 for this thing, and it's firm. I'm not going to go any less.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not gonna try. I'm not trying. I know what you got there. I'm not gonna try to lowball you.
Right.
But I'll bring you down and, you know, maybe once we figure this out, like we'll strip you down to your underwear and I'll have you run through the woods and I'll hunt you.
Yeah, right.
I'll hunt you.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, if you're one of those kinds of guys, stay away. I'll sell it to somebody else.
No, I want to hunt you. I want to hunt you.
Okay.
In the woods.
Oh, good for you.
Not for keeps. Just like,
right.
You might have some time loss. Like,
yeah. You just drive down there, you pick the saw up and take it back home with you, and it'll be a done deal.
Listen, sir, can I help? Can I help you see heaven?
Are you some kind of a Jesus freak or what?
No, like I want to bring you to my church, my lumberjack church.
Just come down if you want the saw. Come down, I'll load the saw, and you pay me, and then you take it away.
I'll pay you $400. I'll pay you $400 if you go to church with me.
No.
Why not?
Just give me $350 for it. And you can.
I want to help you. I want to help you get to heaven.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you soon.
I want you to see heaven.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling 77 Motor. And how can I help you?
Hi. Listen, I have a problem in the room.
Say what now?
I've been drinking a little bit. And I'm half regarded anyway, so it doesn't mix.
What room are you in?
Right now I'm in the bathroom.
What number room are you in?
Oh, where do I find it? I've been drinking. I need help.
Sir, don't call here with some nonsense, okay?
No, where do I find the room number?
What is your name?
Last name is Johnson. I'll spell it for you if you want me to.
Johnson, and what's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin Johnson, you're saying you're staying with us?
Yeah, that's correct, ma'am.
Because I can see a number on here, and it has nothing to do with the room number.
No, that is my...
From a cell phone?
Yeah, cellular phone.
You want me to, when I call, you want me to call 911 for you and have them give them your cell phone number?
Why, no, I have a problem in the room. It's not 911 emergency. Like,
okay. What room are you in?
Listen, I can't find it. I'm by a Coke machine, if that helps, on the first floor. If that helps.
You're on a, you buy a Coke machine.
The Coke, machine, first floor, and then there's like stairs that go like, there's another like vending machine.
Who rented the room, Mr. Johnson?
I rented it with somebody's card. It's not mine.
You rented it with someone's card.
The,
that's
from
not
the
yours.
From the church. They rented
okay,
it.
Okay, what's the person? What's the person's name from the church?
His name is Richard, and he rented it for me because I was on the streets and I had a problem with alcohol. And
okay.
So like, he wanted I need a good night's sleep, and he said here's $20, get something to eat.
Okay, are you on the first floor?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's no Mr. Johnson or anything on the first floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at the top of the stairs.
Say what now? I just said you're on the first floor.
Yeah, at the top of the stairs. Let me come out of the bathroom. Hang on. Oh, right,
you know,
right.
You need help? Come to the.
No, I don't. I don't feel safe going outside. I'll skin my knee.
So I should call the police for you then.
Why?
Because I have your cell phone number. I have your cell phone number.
I understand that.
Sir, there's no one here but Mr. Johnson here.
No, Kevin.
I'm looking at the... Say what now?
Kevin.
There's no Kevin either.
No, that's me.
Kevin, and what was the person's name? Richard?
Yeah.
Excuse me. You're not even here. There's no one by this name. Here.
What do you like the me not here or the person that rented it from me? Check their name.
Richard, what's Richard's last name?
D A W S O N.
Richard Dawson, really? Like Family Feud? So, sir, what do you call it?
Family Feud is done by Steve Harvey.
Sir, what are you calling me for?
I had a problem with the toilet backed up after I put.
Well, when you find out what room you're in, call me back.
Listen, woman.
I guess I'm gonna have to call her back because I figured it out now.
Thank you for calling 77 Motor Inn. How can I help you?
See, the toilet water comes up and out when I flush it.
What room are you in? You need to go and tell me what room you're in.
Is it outside the door? Where do I find it?
It's on. Open the front door. The number will be on the door, sir.
Okay, hang on. Let me flush this one more time and see. Now, see, the water still is not coming out of the floor.
Sir, what room number are you in?
I'm 110.
You're not in 110?
Uh-huh.
You know what? If you call here again, harass me, I'm going to call the cops.
You know what? You open your mouth again without my permission, you're going to have a problem.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hey. I have a problem in my room, my good man.
Hey, who is this?
Is Dwight.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I have no place to put my goats. I don't know where to put them. They keep hitting the door when I put them in the bathroom. And it can't be this free range out here in the living area. Cause I'm trying to watch TV.
Which room are you in right now?
Huh?
Which room are you in?
I'm in the room I rent. I don't understand the question.
Yeah, which one is it?
It's okay, little goat. You be quiet for a minute. I'm talking to the man. I'm in the one next to the Coke machine. The stairs.
Okay, can you come? Because I'm having trouble with hearing you, what you're talking about. It's kind of blurring the background. Can you come down and tell me what you need? I'll help you out, okay?
Can I bring my goats?
No, you're not supposed to have goats in the room.
I have three.
You have three goats, and what's your room number again?
I'm at the top of the stairs. You know the Coke machine, and then there's stairs.
Yeah, okay, bro, I have no idea. When don't you just come down and we can talk, okay?
Hey, don't bro me, motherfucker. Listen, my goats will fuck you up.
Oh. The goats do keep showing me their genitals. Their lentils. Hi, Dwight. Kirby sent $2. Says hi, Dwight.
Hello?
Hey, listen. You don't back talk a man with goats. That's all I'm going to say. Because we're bad motherfuckers.
What are you saying?
The goat. I have a goat. And I taught it how to fight and bite, and it'll pull your nuts.
Okay, what room are you in right now?
Okay, is this phone cordless?
Hello?
Yeah, it's a phone cordless. Yes or no? Cordless.
Okay, what's your name?
Just answer the question I asked you something, my boy. Is this a cordless phone or no?
Bro, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's why I asked you to come down and we can talk.
The phone you're on, is it cordless or does it have a cord?
My what?
Phone.
What about the phone?
Is it cordless or corded?
It's corded.
Okay. Get a pen and a paper, and I'm going to draw you a map like National Treasure. This is going to be your Declaration of Independence.
Hello?
Are you a little slow in the mind? What is the matter with you?
Sir, I cannot hear anything that you're saying. This is why I'm asking you to come down, and then we can talk, and I can help you out. You keep talking about the goats. I don't know what goat you're talking about, okay?
This one, this goat. This one All is right. This is the one that has a problem with you. This goat said All you right. were giving it snake eyes.
So what's your name again?
Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Okay.
And listen, I just want you to know that Kirby just gifted five memberships to Kaboom, Wake Rider, Trucking Guy, and Colonel Rangus. But that's only four.
Listen, I don't know what you need, and I don't know how can I help, okay? What do you need?
Listen, I moved the Coke machine into my room.
You moved the Coke machine into your room?
Yeah, I moved it into my room.
What is your room?
Upstairs, top of stairs, to the right.
Yeah, what's the room number?
I don't know. I didn't graduate high school.
The room number is on your door, sir.
Is it on the door?
Yeah.
I'm painting the windows black from the outside. Art project for Halloween. Hey!
Hello?
Hey! What are you wearing right now?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
There's one coming out of her fucking...
Hey, how are you doing, my good man?
All right.
Hey, so, do you have any paint thinner or anything that can get paint off?
Are you staying here?
Yeah, I am. And I have a problem.
What's your room number?
215. Thank you for asking.
We don't have 215, sir. I think you are calling the wrong motel.
Yeah, 110. That's right.
Sorry, sir. We don't have that room number.
Yeah, number,
and we are in Los Angeles.
Number 10, yep. Mm-hmm.
We are in Los Angeles, sir.
I know. But listen, sir, I found your wife.
What?
I found your wife.
I think you are calling the wrong
No,
there,
sir, sir. Sir, I found your wife. She wants to come home.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hey, how do I dial into a room? Like, when the thing comes on, how do I dial?
What the room number you want?
215.
I don't have 215 here.
What? Yeah, 115.
No 115 either.
Just 15?
No.
All right, 11.
I don't have any room at that numbers.
10?
Sorry. Huh?
10?
I don't have any room on that numbers.
Where do the room numbers start?
Room numbers start 121, 121 to downstairs, 129, 130. So then upper floor 132 to 246. That's it. Okay.
Okay. Which ones have people in them right now? Since you're coming forth with all the information.
What do you mean?
What rooms have people in them?
All rooms occupied.
All the rooms
what
are occupied. Okay. No, you'll find out. Just
can find out. By
yeah, you'll find out. Just sit there and man the phones. You'll find out shortly.
I can find it out by name, man. You have to give me the room number.
Listen, just sit the fuck there and wait for phone calls.
Good evening, Alison.
Yeah, how you doing there, baby? Can I have room 123, please?
123?
Yes, please.
123 guy's out at this time. He's not in.
Okay, well, his buddy's in 124. I'll talk to him.
124? No, he's not his buddy staying, okay?
No,
that's his buddy and my buddy. We do drugs together.
Okay.
Hey, Marachod, I want to talk to him.
Who?
Marachod.
George?
Yeah, let me talk to George.
He's not here, my friend. I'm sorry.
Where's George? Hey, can you tell me where George is?
George is dead.
Oh. Oh, no.
God damn, that guy's like leaking information.
He knows everybody. He knows their schedule. Nah, not there, man. Hello? Not there. Hello?
Yes?
Hi. So I know that's weird. Well, I don't know why you guys asked me to come out here this time of night. Do you want me to start putting the gutters on now or what? Not a lot of light
out
here.
You have the wrong number.
No. What do you mean?
Yeah, you got the wrong number, honey.
No, I'm out here right now.
No, I didn't ask to have any gutters put on.
You're okay. This isn't Craig?
No.
Okay, because I got a phone call earlier today, and they asked me to come out and put some gutters on.
Yeah, no, I didn't call you. Yeah, my number is 810-4461.
Uh-huh.
And I did not call anybody today asking for gutters.
Okay, well, you're going to have to come out and pay me then. I'm outside.
Well, you can come knock on my door, but you ain't going to get nothing because you're at the wrong place and you're calling the wrong number.
What is with the attitude? What is the matter? Did I interrupt you in the middle of sex? What's going on?
First of all, you're being unnecessarily rude. Second of all, I didn't fucking call you. And you have the wrong number, so go fuck yourself.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling Sunset West Hotel.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm in my room.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty depressed.
What room number are you?
215.
Okay, what's wrong?
I'm bored. I guess boredom more than anything. But boredom led to... You know that lamp thing you got between the beds? Like, there's two beds in here, and you got that lamp thing that you kind of like a shared space in the middle, like a table
uh-huh.
under the lamp. I took it apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got news. The reason I'm in the hotel is because I feel like my wife isn't into me anymore. And like all she wants to do is watch BET and read romance novels, and I just don't feel like I measure up. So I took the lamp apart and I got the negative and the positive, and I've been shocking myself to feel something again.
Okay, you're in room 215.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be up there in just a second. Okay.
What are you coming here for?
Just to check to make sure everything's okay.
No, everything's fine. I'm just, you know, just in one of those moods, and sometimes you just gotta try to fucking feel something again.
Okay.
Where'd he go? Why? What happened?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Oh no, he's running up there right now.
He just ditched everybody at the front desk to make his.
He's like, oh shit, I gotta go.
Emergency! Call 1137. He definitely made the sound that he's running. He's running to the stairs.
Dumbass cares about his guests.
Dumbass.
I feel kind of bad. Oh. Hopefully he'll be relieved when he finds out nobody's there.
Either that, maybe. Oh, it would be even better if he
did. Maybe he finds something worse.
He finds a depressed guy like in there, like getting ready to hang himself or something.
Hey, maybe you save somebody tonight, Dwight.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. No. Oh no.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You come.
Yes.
You come.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. She come to room. I need her to come.
Who need the room?
Tell her to come. Tell her to come here. I come. I make her come.
What? I don't understand what you say, sir.
I want her to come. I want her to come to my room, and pull down her trousers.
What room number?
215.
Sir, this is the cinema motel. We don't have a 215, sir.
Yeah, tell her to come to my room and I want to kiss her. Hello? Don't look at the phone all stupid. You heard what I said.
What do you want?
I
want
to kiss you.
Where are you calling from?
My room. I'm in the room. I'm in 110.
This is a different place. You're calling a wrong number.
No,
I guess.
I'm calling you. Listen, come kiss me in my room.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yes, Andrea, can I help you?
Hi.
Yes, please.
Hi, can I make an order, please?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can I get some, do you have the express dinner?
Yes, we have.
I want that.
Okay.
And
the spice levels are mild, medium, or spicy?
Well, it's not for me, so I want it spicy enough to make someone throw up.
Spicy?
Yeah, real spicy. Like,
I want
someone to take a bite of it and then regret being born.
With the mixed masala?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want it to hurt when I use the bathroom.
Sure. Express dinner with mix some masala and spicy.
Yeah, some saag paneer as well. Yeah.
Saag paneer as well, okay.
And then I need one order of gandu sala paneer.
Teri maa ki chut bosdi ke madar chod.
Teri maa ki chut.
Teri maa di phuddi lauda.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hey, look at that. So if you just tuned in, that was the best call of the night. That's it. Best call of the night. All right.
Thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi,
would like to place an order.
Yes, sir. What would you like to have today?
You have paneer?
Yes,
garlic.
Sir, we do have.
Okay, one garlic paneer. You have samosas?
Yes, sir, we do have, sir.
Okay, let's get one order of samosas. You have the...
Sure, sir.
Chicken tikka masala?
Yes, we do have, sir.
Okay, do you have any kheer?
Yes, we do have kheer, sir.
Okay, let's get one of those. And one teriyaki chut?
Sorry, sir?
Teriyaki chut.
Sir, this is an Indian restaurant, sir.
Yeah.
And we don't have this kind of dish we do offer, sir.
Okay, do you have the gandu sauce?
Sir, this is a restaurant.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to order food from a restaurant.
We just had a problem with, the big problem. With a trading problem before. That's why all of the
recording
is recorded by the 908, the LA City, Los Angeles Police Department has been tapping and has been recording the call, sir.
Oh, wow.
So I've been just like telling you, yeah, sir, because we have a live streaming problem.
My friend Sanjay said this is the best Indian food in the state.
Sir, I don't care, sir.
So he told me what to order.
Please, you can deal with Los Angeles Police Department if any detective
but
or anybody calls you, sir.
I'm trying to place an order. You're supposed to be the best.
I didn't try to because he... No, sir, you're so stupid because you're using the bad words. And
what
he's
bad word?
Translated.
My friend Sanjay
it.
Said that's the best
care,
thing
sir.
You serve.
In your case...
He said Terry Maki
Chute. And
then
sir,
he
no
said
problem.
That you're
whatever
a banchode and marachode.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to really call them right now. And I'm going to give you
oh
your number
God.
Because the name and number is already
oh
coming.
My God. Oh,
no,
God,
no.
No. Oh, God, no.
Run
no.
away. Run away.
No.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Hang up. Your call will be answered by the next available operator.
We have our case number, so we'll definitely see you soon.
You don't have a case
what?
Number.
I'm
there's
just
you on
trying
the
to
phone.
Order food. The fuck?
We have our case number.
Case number? What did you do, Dwight?
I don't know. The things.
All right.
The things that Nunu demands every week.
Hello?
Hi, sir. What is the case number? We need to give that to our lawyer that we have on retainer.
Which case number are you talking about?
The one under Ulu Kapatha.
Hi. Hello. It's Officer Cho.
That asshole in the background right there, he would know.
Can you call back again?
Then Chod?
Sala Gandu. Teri maaki chut sala kutte gilaz. Son of the bitch. You are son of the bitch.
You're not the blood of your father.
You're son of the bitch. You bloody bastard.
Ah, boys decay, motherfucker.
Could you come? Yeah. Okay, after 9:30? Yes, please. You can come into the restaurant. I have the number and the person. And already been recorded everything. Yes.
I bet you're holding your hand up to your ear, acting like you're on the phone, aren't you? Just hang it up.
You made some good friends. There.
Milkman, I just have to say that seemed a little racist right there.
Can I help you?
Hi, how are you? Can I make an order, please?
Sure, just can you hold on for 1 second, brother?
I can't. My daughter is very upset. She needs to make an order now.
I'm sorry,
please,
you can take it. Just give us 1 second, please.
Please don't yell at him.
We'll take it. Take your
please,
order.
Please
second.
Don't yell at
just
him.
One
order.
Don't please don't yell at him.
My order.
See, she's very angry. She's diabetic.
Thanks for holding.
Okay, thank you. Oh my God,
so order
my,
for
my child was gonna beat. She was gonna beat me. I need an order for pickup.
Yes, can I get your phone number, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I thought you were looking at the caller ID. Yeah, absolutely. It's 310-838-2130.
838 or 828?
838.
838-31?
Yep, 20.
So 310-838-3130.
Yes.
3120.
Yep.
And your name, please?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight?
Yep. And I'm a GB Road criminal.
So, just for make sure, are you coming to Shamanos location? 14426 Benchard Boulevard?
Yeah, Benchard Boulevard.
Yes, go ahead. For elect order?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. For elect order?
I need a chicken tikka masala.
Okay. How spicy you like? Mild, medium, or hard?
Medium.
Okay.
I need a... Do you have chana masala?
Yes.
I'll have that.
Okay, medium as well?
Medium as well.
All right, thank you.
And then do you have drinks?
like we have only like soft drink, you know, we don't have any alcohol.
No, no, no booze. Can I get some Galmutra?
Sorry?
Galmutra?
I never know what is this.
Oh, it's on the menu right next to Marachot.
Eh?
Pardon?
Hello?
Yeah, it's on the menu. Right next to my chod.
I don't understand what you say, bro.
My chod. My chod, Mara chod, Ben chod. Terry Maki chod. I don't understand Spanish.
Oh, that's 1 second. Hello?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Oh, is this
what are you on?
Is this a different man?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I wanted to call and ask you about how good is your maichod?
What?
Maichod. How good is it?
Yeah, it's very good, like your mother.
Right, right. Okay, good. Do you have any galmutra to wash it down?
Yep, we have.
Okay, let me get one order of kutachor.
Yeah. Then?
And then, you bring your sister, and we're all going to hold her hand.
Your mother is here. He's dining here tonight. That's why, like, we are everybody fucking hard. That's why he's very busy right now. So don't call here again. Motherfucker. Ben Chud.
Mara
Chud. Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hi.
Carter
Motor Lodge.
Hi. I have a problem with a guest in one of your rooms. Like, I'm sitting out in my car, and he keeps looking out his window at me. Can you ask him to stop it?
Window office.
Yeah, he's in his room and he's looking out the window, and I'm in my car. So
which room number?
He's in number 10 on the first floor. I went over, and I spray painted his windows black so he can't look at me anymore.
Which room number? You stay here?
Yeah, he's scaring my daughter. Come here, tell the man. Say he keeps looking at us. He gives us snake eyes.
Your own business.
Which room number?
Yeah, tell him. Say, mind your own business, man.
My own business.
Hey. Yeah. See?
Nice.
Hello?
See? Yeah.
Do you stay here?
No, I'm not staying here. I'm doing drugs out in your parking lot, and he keeps looking at me, so I spray painted his windows black so he can't look out no more.
Hey. Windows black?
Yeah, I spray painted him. I'm still spray painting him.
No, please come office and...
No, I'm spray painting his windows black so he can't look out no more.
Hey, what you did? You got stuff on my face.
I'm going to choke him. I'm going to choke him.
Why are you choking Milkman?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on at this point. I'm so...
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
I used to dial random numbers and I got in a lot of trouble.
Tell Kat to mind her business.
Mind your business.
See? That's what's up. Say it one more time. Say mind your business.
Mind your own business.
Thank you for calling Elon Hotel. This is Amano. May I assist you?
Hi. How come you guys don't have a pool?
It's a small hotel.
Oh, okay. Honey, they don't have a pool.
They got a hot tub.
Do you guys have a hot tub?
No.
No hot tub. Honey, they don't have a hot tub either.
No.
Honey, don't do that. No, put it down. Sweetie, no. Oh my God. Oh my Christ. Oh my Jesus. Holy shit.
Number.
Hang on! You made a huge mistake! My daughter threw the TV through the wall and it hit the neighbor.
Room.
What?
Are you staying with us?
Yeah. And my TV's broken. I don't know what happened to it.
What is your room?
Honey, honey, come here, come here. Do you know what happened to the TV just now?
Crashed it.
It broke, right?
Yeah.
It broke on its own?
Yeah.
See, she didn't see nothing either. That's good. That's good. Remember, snitches get stitches. Remember that.
Oh, the remote, too. I got the TV. I need the remote.
Yeah, I need to switch rooms. This one's smashed. There's glass on the floor.
Sure. What is your room number, sir?
215.
215?
Yeah.
And your name?
My name is, the last name is Chod. First name is Mater. Mater Chod.
Okay. You like to...
I'm sorry?
Sure. Why you're like... Is there anything that we did to you that that's why you're making this up? Like, why is there something? Are you making a video?
Yeah, I'm making a TikTok video right now. It's going to go viral.
Oh. Okay.
We're doing sure, we're doing a dance. We're break dancing, but we're really break dancing. Like we're breaking stuff as we're dancing.
Okay. Enjoy, man.
Okay, we will. Here we go.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
It works.
Hello?
Hi. Has a police officer or anybody been down to the front desk?
No. Why?
No reason. I've been doing prank calls on TikTok from my room for like the last hour.
Oh, no.
So, like, the one cop said he traced it back. And I, like, literally had my daughter try to take the fall for me. Come here. Tell her. It's been pretty funny. Tell her the stuff we're doing. Tell him we asked him if the refrigerator was running. Tell him. She thinks I'm crazy right now. She thinks I'm talking to myself.
That's so funny.
Tell her.
You're not alone right now.
Yeah, see? I'm not lying.
That's so funny. No cops have come down here. I really doubt that any cops will come.
Well, I better step my game up then.
You can see me.
That's so funny. Is your daughter thinking it's funny?
Yeah, she thinks it's hilarious, but that's how I lost custody the first time, doing stuff that wasn't hilarious when I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
But she does more drugs than I do, so I got her back.
Oh, word.
You know, it's a lesser of two evils as it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's better off than being in, you know, in one of those, you know, orphanages or the state home for the ugly or whatever it's called.
Totally. Well, no cops. You're good to go.
Yeah, I give her a pass every now and again. Like, I let her cuss. Like, every now and again, I give her a pass, but she's got to ask for a pass, and then I give her one.
How funny.
Do you want a pass? I don't know. What do you want to say? No, I can't do that. Your mom would be mad. I can't hand out passes. Only she can. See, I've got in trouble right there. I don't let her cuss on live streams because, you know, then it's recorded and then I'm in trouble.
Right.
So, I just had one other question why I had you on the
phone. Sure.
What is it? There it is. Here it comes.
Oh, hi.
Does she sound like she's having a good time? That was the question.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
And no, if anybody who's asking, the child behind me cannot hear what I'm playing on the tablet.
Well, I fucking could, and I'm deaf now. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Jesus Christ, so loud.
Hi, hotel. How may I help you?
Why'd you say that? Well, yeah, what's up, bro? Why'd you say that all aggressive? Like, don't make me go to my mean voice.
What's up, brother? Am I intimidating now?
What was that?
Should I say front desk?
Hi. I have a problem in my room.
You have a problem with what?
Yeah, in my room. My pants fell down.
Your what fell down?
My pants.
They fell down?
Yeah, they fell down. They're around my ankles, and I don't know what I don't know what to do now.
Can you pick the pants up?
But the belt's too tight, so like they won't come all the way up. So I don't like. What do I do?
What do you mean that you dropped the pants?
So I had the pants on, and then they fell, and they went up, like, around my ankles, and I'm going to trip if they don't come up, and I don't know what to do now.
And what room are you in?
215. I'm just afraid if I bend over to pick them up, like, I'm afraid somebody's going to run up behind me. I've been in jail before. I know how these things happen.
215.
Hang on. I'll bend over to get the pants. Hang on. Give me a second. Hang on.
Man, I fucked your dick.
See, that's how it happens.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Did you get the pants?
Yeah, but the man threw me on the bed and now it's all over. Thanks, guy. You can ignore.
Hello?
You can ignore that. That was my cat.
Okay. I represent the Lollipop Guild. Hey, I'm only half your size, but I can do the full job.
Okay, if everything's good, I'm gonna let you go now. Have a nice night.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
That helium voice is hilarious. Floating around the room now, D. White.
What?
Thank you for calling Confidence Santa Monica. I'll help you.
Yes, hello. I threw myself down the stairs for attention. Are you there? Can you help me? Oh, God. I think I broke my ankle this time. And my son, he's at the top of the stairs, and he's laughing at me. He keeps laughing. What am I to do?
Oh, look, I brought it. Come here. Let's laugh at Grandma. She fell down the stairs again. Come here, look. Laugh. Grandma fell down the stairs. Look at her. good job.
Oh, that's pretty evil. Let's call him back. See what he says when you call back.
Good evening, Confidence Santa Monica. I'm help you.
Yeah, hi. Somebody's going to have to come shovel Grandma off the bottom of the stairs. She took a tumble.
Hello, this is Comfort in Santa Monica. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Grandma threw herself down the stairs again. She thinks it's funny when she throws her hip out of place and then goes down the stairs. And then she tries to trick us into staying with her for another...
This is a business.
Hey, mother. Listen, there's a child right here, and I don't want to have to cuss, but I will cuss you out.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Cat. I asked her, I said, you wouldn't punch me in the eye right after playing Mortal Kombat. She said, no, but I'd punch her and point it at you on the screen.
Oh, what the shit? That's a bullshit.
Here, how about some truck
bullshit.
Stops?
Who the fuck said
we
that?
We had really good luck with the truck stops last
She goes, I thought you were being a stupid cat for a reason because I got you labeled as stupid cat on my screen. So she needs to be punished, right? Right in the eye. Such a bad influence.
Thank you for calling the Flying J on I-25. This is Matt speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing good. About you?
Debatable. So I had my daughter over here, and I was teaching her how to play Mortal Kombat, and I just talked to her mother, and her mother said, no more of that. And I told her, I said, you know how they said video games lead to violence, all that type of stuff. You know, people that play Halo, and it just doesn't happen. She punched me in the fucking eye. I'd like to have her taken out of my room, please. See, she thinks it's funny. She's laughing about it. It's not funny. It's not funny. I have a black eye. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not something to laugh about. Like, every time I turn my back, she comes over here with a Liu Kang fucking bicycle kick right to my back. So, you have security, right?
Well, not to dissuade downplay the value of your pain, sir.
She's still laughing. I want her handcuffed. I want her dragged out of here in the most embarrassing manner ever.
I'm laughing because somebody said lock her up.
Well,
who said lock her up?
As much as I would love to, I think you dialed the wrong number.
Me? No. What number should I be dialing?
Well, preferably one that doesn't connect to a truck stop.
You're not going to punch this guy in the eye, are you? You? Why? What did he do to you?
If she can do it through the phone, she can.
No.
I'd like to see that happen.
He said you can't touch him because it's through the phone. He's like brushing you off. He thinks you're nothing. He says he doesn't think you know karate.
Uh-huh. You should see that to my friend. We played play fight. And I got her down. She couldn't get me down one time. And I know how to fight. I just never could fight in school because I could get my butt whooped.
See?
Unless mom's on my side.
See? If mom okays it, you're in a world of hurt, buddy. Yeah, you cracked your knuckles in my eye. Ridiculous.
Well, I hope you're able to get that sorted.
Well, now I'm gonna bring her to you. I'm gonna bring her to you in the next half an hour. She's gonna punch you right in the fucking eye.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, I'm her uncle Bob. Hi, sir. I'm her uncle Bob, and I just want to let you know that. She's in school fight club, but you're not supposed to talk about school fight club, so sorry.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. See you guys when you come up. Bye-bye.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
The usual suspect? No, I haven't seen the usual suspect.
My friend's having me watch it right now. I can't tell if the one dude is gay. Or he's genuinely mad at another dude.
Follow your instincts.
<He's gay>.
Follow your instincts. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Oh, look at this. Hyphonics and people are over here flooding the... have a great... Hey, thanks, Hyphonics. Thanks for coming through, John. We're getting ready to wrap up before long. We're going to go watch Platform 2 over in the Dwight Court.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Yeah. And watch out for Tyler's errant... creamer sprays. I heard they're hazardous to your eyes.
No dirty dishes. It's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas?
He commented, is it? Is Christmas here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
As you can see, Hyphonics, I am corrupting the youth of tomorrow, using them for prank calls. They add the authenticity to the nonsense. Yeah, she went in the other room. Your mom commented. She said, "So you fight now?" Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you're
Casper
in trouble.
Flying J.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I don't know who you're going to have to take over your spot there at the front. You're going to have to come outside.
Okay, what is that?
My 9-year-old daughter, she just stole like 3 big things of creamer. You took the creamer. You said Tyler wanted the creamer, and that's why you took it.
Oh, okay. I'll be right out.
Okay, where do you want me to park?
Okay. Where you at?
I got to come back around because she had a bag, and so she was pulling her tablet out, and all of a sudden she's got 2 big things of creamer. The charger's possessed?
Okay,
no, don't try to deflect. You took 2 big bottles of creamer. I don't care about the charger. I don't care if it's floating or not. She's trying to deflect anything she can do. You could do a backflip?
Just,
I'm just down the road. Where do you want me to meet you at? Like in the diesel side, the regular pumps, that side? Like
the gas side.
The gas side, that, okay,
the,
all right.
The gas side.
Oh, hang on, I gotta turn this car around real quick.
Okay.
We wrecked the car.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
It's like, is this a joke?
I tried to do a flip in the back.
I saw you. I saw you try to do a flip in the back.
I was looking for my.
D Money Industry has subscribed. I'll see that. Hey.
I was trying to get in the.
Oh, hi, Delano.
Yeah, the creamer's everywhere. See, we couldn't avoid the creamer being just spread all over the place. Crash the damn car.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
This is a hotel.
Oh, don't worry. Tyler will lick it up. That is fuck, man. They really.
Oh, you should play those the creamer screamers I made. I forgot about those.
San Monica, this is guest services. How can I help you?
Hi, guest services. How are you? Can I speak to Sanjay in room 215, please?
You said you want to speak with the guest?
Yeah, that's correct.
I am here.
The guest name?
Hi, Sanjay. He patched me through to you. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you? You said Sanjay?
Are you still on the line? Oh, he's still on the line. Is this a friend of yours, Sanjay?
Yeah, he's... No, what are you talking about? You are my friend.
Yeah, I'm talking about the moderator at the front desk. He sounds like BC Beasley.
No, I wouldn't call him that. I would be very polite, and I would say, "Tera maka busera banchot, irera shamie terabotika bab terabotika babalagas."
Yeah, I'll find another one. He's gone.
Branch Ricky, but is that Ryan in the fucking chat?
What?
Hang on just a second. Honey,
honey,
are you still mad about Michigan losing?
Yeah.
Honey, don't be mad. Hang on, sir. Hang on. Honey, put the TV down.
Thank you for calling the Garland. How may I direct your call?
Hi. Hello? I win? Did I win the competition at the hotel? At the Garland?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. The competition. What? It was some... Ma'am? It has to do with a circle, like the Garland shape. Like being able to make one.
Okay.
Are you still there?
One more time, sir?
Yeah, there was a competition about being able to make the garland shape, like the circle. And I just finished making one in the toilet, and I want to know if I won. Like, I pooped an O. I don't know how I did it, but I think I won.
I won. Hang on, call that same place back, and I'll ask about the contest, too.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Garland. How may I direct your call?
Hi, I'm calling about the contest, and I wanted to see if I won or not.
Okay, one moment. What contest?
It was a contest to see how much coffee creamer could be sprayed on each of the guest's doors, and I had my child go out, and I think we got at least 12.
Wait, one more time?
We were trying to spray as much coffee creamer on each door. They said you had to get as many doors as you could. Like, they give you two bottles, and you have
to... Shaded Acres, get close to the action and excitement of...
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yeah.
Hi.
Tell him about it. Tell him.
Yeah, listen. We had the creamer surprise for our birthday. And we accidentally got it all over the walls. We didn't know it was booby trapped like that. Hello?
Okay.
Oh boy. Well, it got everywhere. We thought it was just gonna be vanilla creamer.
Watch out.
But it was like a snake.
Watch out, here's more creamer.
No!
More creamer incoming.
No!
Come on, beautiful. Come on. You go down the ass.
Oh, my God. What do I do? Hello?
Sir, we bottled it. Would you like us to bring you some? Oh, boy.
I have to say thank you to Tyler for all the creamer.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling Best Western High Platine. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a problem in my room. The problem is... The toilet is overflowing. The water is going over the top.
What's your room number?
Where do I find the room number? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you because you seem like a nice guy. I've been drinking a little bit, and I feel like this is possibly my fault.
Okay.
So
what's your room number? So in that way we can send the maintenance.
Where do I find the room number?
It's right outside the door.
Okay, I'll go look in a second here. I gotta get my breath back. But the problem is, I was eating chicken wings in my bed, and I got the sauce on my hands and on the bed sheets, and I was trying to clean it off because it was bad of me to do. So, like, the water in the toilet spins, like, almost like a washer. And if I put the sheets in the toilet, and when I flush the handle, now the sheets are stuck in the toilet. And the water comes up and out and out of the floor.
What's your room number?
Hey, look. Like, let me go in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom now. So, look, like, I flush the toilet... And now water is on the floor. It goes up instead of going
Wait,
down.
Don't flush it. What's your room number? Okay. So that way we can send the maintenance.
You said to flush it? Hang on.
No, don't.
Yeah, flush it. And now the water comes over the top and onto the...
Yeah, what's your room number?
Room
go outside your room door and you can see the room number.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, there's nothing on the outside of the bathroom door.
What's your room number? Do you want me to still send the maintenance?
You said go outside of the bathroom and the number will be there. I don't see a number.
No, go out your room door. Like, outside your room. It still shows the room number. You're in the second floor or third floor?
Second floor. Hang on. This door is stuck. This door is stuck. I think I can get it. Get it loose. Get this good. Oh, shit. I broke the mirror. I fell backwards in the mirror. I fell. Hello?
What's your room number?
I fell backwards in the mirror.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Are you okay?
No, I had diarrhea on myself.
Hey, just walk out of your room. Just walk out of your room.
Walk out of my room? Why?
Yes.
Why?
I have to know your room number.
215.
216?
215. Unless that's a 6. The room number fell off the door. And it got flushed in the toilet.
I don't think it... Oh my goodness.
You're not getting what? What does it matter?
Is it 216 or 215? Could you please repeat that one more time for me, please?
Let me get my glasses, because I can't see.
You don't have to get your license. What's your room number?
My glasses.
Okay.
Boy, I sure hope I don't slip and fall in the doo-doo caca feces I put on the floor. Oh, that's what I did! Hello? I'm okay.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's 26. It's 26.
Okay,
two,
what's your room number?
216.
216? What's your name?
My name is Dwight. Hey, there's a kid here. Kid, help me up. Help me up. I fell in the
poop. But I have to know your name. Poop. What's your name?
I fell in the poop. Kid, help me up. Are you going to help me?
I'm going to go get
No, don't it's leave. Don't leave. Don't leave me. Help me.
I'm getting gloves.
You're getting gloves. No. It's not my poop. It's someone else's poop. Yeah, it's whose? It's your poop. It's your poop, not mine.
How did you clog the toilet, but make it my poop?
The poop came out of your butt and on the floor, and I fell.
Oh my goodness! What's your room number, sir?
216. Why did you poop on the floor like a doggy?
I'll be there.
Terrible.
30 dishes. You are not that man. You are not him.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hey. Hey, how's it going? Listen, I don't know. Do you guys do refunds on diesel or anything? Because I had a milk jug that I had just filled up over there, and I got like 3 miles down the road, and it ate right through that son of a bitch.
So we cannot do any refunds on any type of fuel or anything like that.
Okay, because I got like 6 like gallons of it was milk jugs, but like now they're diesel jugs. But like 2 of them, it ate right through the plastic.
So that's why, because you're not supposed to use containers like that. They're specific. They're not designed to hold fuel, and fuel is like a acidic chemical. That's why you're only supposed to use containers.
Yeah, and I'm trying to keep it stabilized with the regulator in here, and it's chirping at me saying the battery's low. Fuck, I hope that doesn't All right. If I bring it back, can we dump it back into the tanks? Because I don't know. It's not going to keep it tainted. It's not going to keep it stable very much longer.
Once it is removed from the tanks, it cannot go back into the tanks.
It can't go back into the tanks?
Battery low.
Oh, Jesus. It's getting quicker.
I don't have no charger.
You don't have no charger?
No, mine's
You can't
possessed.
Charge it?
Mine's possessed.
Unplug your tablet. We got to keep this charged. She's worried about playing Minecraft. I'm worried about not getting exploded.
Actually, Roblox. And color block.
Oh, that makes it better because it's Roblox?
Actually, yeah.
But... Oh, my God.
My charger's possessed.
It's no time for games. Plug it in. We're going to be in trouble.
It's floating.
It's not floating.
Yes, it is. Look at it.
It's not floating.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's acting like a snake.
Anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I still need... Here, can you talk to my wife real quick? Hang on, I'm going to hand her the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
My name is Savannah.
Hi, can I help you guys?
I'm touching myself.
Fuck me, Donald Trump.
Put jumper cables on my nipples.
I kind of don't see how you guys find this funny, because it's actually pretty pathetic, but...
Oh, listen to you, you little dullard.
Dullard? Are we speaking in Old English now?
Because I assure you I can do that much better.
Yeah, I'll meet you over at the fucking soda pop factory, you little soda jerk, and I'll box you in the face, asshole.
Come on, bring it.
Why are you talking to this dullard that drives a jalopy?
I actually drive a Camaro, but thank you very much.
Oh, he's hard, bro. Oh, shit. He's, yeah, flex. Oh,
is it
no
an IROC? Is it an IROC?
No cap on the Riz.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not an IROC Z28 and it doesn't have T-tops, it's not a Camaro.
I don't think you know anything about vehicles, honestly. I think you're just kind of a poser, but, you know, that's just
This guy just said you're not funny.
You're not funny.
No, I'm a Dago from Chicago. I know all about Camaros. Like, they drive around.
Mm-hmm.
In the '80s, you know.
Yeah. All right.
He's probably got one of those big. He's probably got one of those big Mexican chickens painted on the hood.
I'm not worthless. So bye bye.
You're not worthless.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
He's just. He's.
How did it escalate to that point?
I don't know. He's just like a guy though that has a big ass lifted truck. He's like, oh, look at me. I'm so tough, man. I got the ball. This man has a 500-day Reddit streak.
Oh my god.
Motherfucker, you
ain't and I touched it. And it felt real good, motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon, motherfucker, you. Touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, you. Motherfucker, you Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you.